This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We're going to get going with two items about the American workforce. First of all, that part of the labor pool that currently doesn't have a job and hasn't for 6 months or more. There's word today of a deal in the United States Senate to restore long-term unemployment benefits, the ones that expired for 1.3 million people back at the end of last year, as you might remember. That number is up to 2 million. Now, and the deal, which does, of course, have yet to actually be passed in both the House and the Senate, would restore benefits retroactively to New Year's and go until the end of May. Elsewhere in labor politics, McDonald's has been sued. Employees say the fast food chain violated labor laws by failing to pay overtime and making them work off the clock. It's just the latest in a long, long stretch of bad publicity for McDonald's. And as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, the whole fast food industry is starting to notice.
What's novel about the lawsuits is the way they try to tar McDonald's and its valuable brand for alleged wage and hour violations at franchise restaurants it doesn't even own or directly run. Michael Rubin is one of the lawyers representing a group of McDonald's workers in California.
The McDonald's corporate entity was sued as well, both as a joint employer and as a principal agent, co-conspirator, negligent franchisor.
That responsibility will have to be proved, of course, with evidence like software McDonald's provides to monitor labor costs at its franchises. The company issued a statement today saying McDonald's and our independent owner-operators share a concern and commitment to the well-being and fair treatment of their employees. This is the last thing McDonald's and other chains want consumers thinking about, lawsuits and labor advocacy to boost wages. McDonald's said in a recent securities filing that the impact of campaigns to promote adverse perceptions of its brand and fast food in general were a risk to the business. Mary Chapman at food industry research firm Technomic.
Consumers want to do business with people who feel the way that they do about social issues. And so for some consumers, employment practices are very important. But for very many more consumers, it's more about price and convenience and quality.
Mark Brandau of Nation's Restaurant News says he's never seen as much attention paid to the labor issues around fast food before. Companies have to focus on it.
I'm sure that they would like to see these issues being settled, in the political arena, not in their dining rooms.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.